It's Relationship Intervention.
Are you going through some kind of dilemma with someone that you're in a relationship with and you want some help? Well, send us a message at facebook.com/991themix to be a part of Relationship Intervention. We'll put you on the radio. You'll tell us what's going on. Open it up for the listeners to offer their feedback. And then you promise to talk to us and give us a follow-up this time tomorrow to let us know how the conversation went. We've got Mix listener Joe on the phone who's got something going on with his girlfriend and an item that she hangs on to from the ex. Joe, what's your story?
Well, guys, I'm really glad that you can take some time to talk to me about this. My girlfriend and I, we've been together for a while, like a year or so. And most of the time, she'll sleep next to me in this Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, I love GNR, man. What's not to like about GNR?
Okay.
Well, I asked her, you know, are you a big Guns N' Roses fan? And she said, not really, but the shirt's really comfortable. I said, well, if you're not a fan, then why do you have a Guns N' Roses shirt? And she said it was her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Ooh.
You know, it doesn't smell like him or anything, but so now when I see her in it laying next to me, and sometimes, you know, it's just a t-shirt and whatever.
Well, we can kind of get the idea there, Joe.
I mean, it's hard for me not to think that she is in the back of her mind is thinking about her ex-boyfriend.
No, she's not thinking about the ex-boyfriend.
Well, she's got the shirt.
No, she likes the shirt. She's not thinking about
him. But it's from the ex-boyfriend.
Well, was the breakup bad, or is he still in the picture?
No, it's not. I mean, for everything I know, and I don't like to get too much into it, but it sounds like the breakup was amicable, and it kind of bothers me that I'm sleeping next to my girlfriend, and she's wearing her ex-boyfriend's shirt, and I ask her to throw it away, and she says, no, it's really comfortable. And I think any t-shirt can be comfortable. So she loves listening to you guys. So this might be the first she's hearing of it in a public setting, but it really bothers me that she won't throw away this t-shirt from her ex-boyfriend. And the only justification is it's comfortable.
Okay. But are you a little insecure here, Joe? I mean, do you feel confident in your relationship, or do you think she still has feelings for him? Is it that?
Maybe I look at that and think, is she still thinking about him? I mean, we've been together, like I said, for about a year.
Okay, right. Okay.
His shirt has just become a problem for the last couple of weeks, because for 10 months, I didn't know why she wore the Guns N' Roses shirt. I had no idea it was a gift from an ex-boyfriend that I'm sleeping next to every night.
Well, Joe, have you thought about, like, maybe, you know, feeling that shirt and saying, okay, I'm going to go try and find something like this to replace it?
It feels almost like a security blanket.
Yeah.
Like a kid's baby blanket.
Ooh.
Which then makes me wonder, what security does the shirt provide that I don't?
Oh, boy, Joe, we're getting real, real deep
this went
in relationship intervention.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about this some more. I do think it's weird that she's so protective of the shirt. I mean, if it's one of those where she said, oh, hey, didn't even think about it. Like when my husband and I, when we got together, we both had been married before, he straight up told me one time, he's like, by the way, do you have any kind of lingerie or anything? I don't need to know what. If it was with the ex, get rid of it. But this is a t-shirt, but she's sleeping in it. Joe, would your girlfriend be okay if you were, I don't know, rocking a sweatshirt that you loved that was tied to an ex? Would she be okay with that?
I wouldn't put her in that situation.
Oh.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah. You seem like a good guy. We hear your concerns. For those of you that are listening right now, what do you think? Do you think Joe's overreacting? Do you think he should demand she gets rid of the shirt? 414-432-1099. That's the point of relationship intervention. Your time to intervene. Joe, stand by. We've got people calling in. Take a listen to what they suggest here. And will you call us tomorrow around this time, around 8:30, and give us a follow-up of what you decide to do and what happened?
Absolutely, I will.
All right, Joe. We'll call you back tomorrow, but we're going to go grab these calls right now. 414-432-1099. It's relationship intervention.
Mix listener Joe is looking for your help with this.
My girlfriend, she'll sleep next to me in this Guns N' Roses t-shirt. She said it was her ex-boyfriend. It really bothers me that she won't throw away this t-shirt from her ex-boyfriend. And the only justification is it's comfortable.
Missy, you're up first. What do you want to say to Joe with relationship intervention?
honestly, I think he's making a little bit more out of it than it needs to be.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if he's talking to her about it bothering him, she should try to do something, maybe just not wear it around him as much, or at least not to bed, to kind of compromise. But I have a ton of clothes from, I kind of have a ton of clothes from several different exes.
Oh, and, get rid of those. He doesn't want you in that.
No. Who cares? I just think
them because
so
I
much...
liked the clothes to remember him by or anything. I sold them because they were comfortable. So I said, I don't care if we broke up. I'm taking these things and I'm keeping them.
Just like Joe said, any other t-shirt can be comfortable. You don't have to have that particular one.
I don't know. He just seems really insecure about it all.
No,
it's a t-shirt.
He's not.
It's a t-shirt.
There's a compromise there. She can stop wearing it around him or at least to bed. That's kind of at least a minimum compromise there.
Okay.
But at the same time, she doesn't have to get rid of the shirt. You know, it's comfortable. It's something that she likes the Guns N' Roses, obviously. Has nothing to do with the ex. Honestly, we probably are wanting to get rid of the t-shirt because of the ex, but it's too comfortable to get rid of.
He doesn't like the reminder. He doesn't like the reminder.
That's what
it's
it is.
The reminder.
Okay.
And no one wants to be reminded, I suppose, in bed of all places that there was someone else that they had been
in
with.
In bed is...
That could be the compromise.
As long as he understands that it's nothing about the shirt.
So,
it's about the shirt and nothing more is my point.
If he's got some bikini briefs that his ex gave him and he's wearing those around, that's okay because, no, they're comfortable. It's just, you know.
What is this, 1991? Who's buying them bikini briefs?
Okay, how about a G-string? All right, you know, it's very comfortable.
What? Radar.
I'm telling
Everybody's
you.
Got a pack.
Come on now.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Missy. And Joe needs to hear that.
All right, Missy.
That there's a compromise there and maybe just don't wear it in the bedroom. Thank you for the call, Missy.
Yes, Missy. Thank you.
We're going to hear from him tomorrow. Joe's going to give us an update on what happened. Courtney, appreciate you waiting. What advice do you have for Joe? Do you think he's right for telling the girlfriend, stop wearing the shirt from your ex to bed? He wants her to get rid of it.
He is absolutely right. She should not be wearing that shirt anymore if it's from an ex.
Get rid of
100%.
It. There you go.
Oh.
Get rid of it. Out the door. You can buy her something that she can wear for him.
Courtney, right to the point.
You know what? That's a good point, Courtney. Maybe he should go out and buy something for her that she can wear. Something that's comfortable.
He should.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if it's something from an ex, she obviously is holding on to it because of a memory. There's no other reason. You can wear something.
Really?
That's
come on.
Yeah.
You don't think it's because the shirt is comfortable?
Nope, there's plenty of comfortable things out there that she can wear in the bed.
That's exactly what Joe said. Courtney, thank you for being on Radar Side. Yes.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Courtney.
You.
All right, we love you, too.
Love you back.
All right, let's go to Linda. Linda, we'll wrap up with you. Do you think there's something more going on here with Joe that he's worried about the T-shirt his girlfriend's wearing that's from her ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, it's a jerk. He's got to relate better to the confidence in the relationship. Trust in the relationship. And if she wants more than a t-shirt from the boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend, she's going to go find it from the ex-boyfriend.
Woo!
Wait a minute. I thought you were going to say it's a shirt. She should get rid of it. But you're saying go ahead and keep it.
Sure.
Okay.
But it's from somebody that was special to her and he doesn't want her in it. I guess Courtney's the only one on my side on this one.
Well, and maybe Joel.
I like you keeping a picture.
That you know of.
Well, Linda,
my ex did that when we were first going together, and I made him get rid of it.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's a little different.
Yeah.
The picture's a little different, definitely than the t-shirt.
It's a t-shirt. Get over it.
Build a bridge, Linda says. Get over it.
Well,
all right.
Thank you for calling in, Linda, and the follow-up. You guys know the deal. We're going to hear from Joe tomorrow around 8:20 with what he decided to do with relationship intervention. So make sure you're listening to The Mix on your radio or on your Odyssey app to hear that follow-up.